The House of Representatives is expected to vote Monday on an appropriations bill of unprecedented size. It wraps together 7 of the 13 normal spending bills that fund the federal government. But the bill also is laden with hundreds of specific provisions for relatively little things that add up. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on some of what's in the bill.
When this Congress deals with gigantic spending bills, its modus operandi is to keep them from the public eye until just hours before they're brought to a final vote. That means the opposition party and the news media usually don't have time to pick through the thousands of pages of legal language in search of controversial nits. That's why many Capitol Hill regulars were surprised when the House and Senate leadership filed the current omnibus bill, making it public, a full week before it's to be taken up by Congress. Several sources have acknowledged that one reason for the relatively early filing was to put an end to a flood of requests from the White House for changes in the final bill. But Scott Lilly of the House Appropriations Committee Democrats says congressional leaders may now regret having given lawmakers so much time to actually read the bill.
I think they're finding that there's a huge trade-off because there's a great deal in this bill not to like. And the longer it hangs out, the more people are discovering those things.
Things like $250,000 for upgrades to the Alaska Aviation Heritage Museum in Anchorage. $100,000 for the city of Luverne, Alabama, for sidewalks, street furniture, and facade improvements. $200,000 for the Permian Basin Petroleum Museum of Midland, Texas. And $725,000 for the Please Touch Museum in Philadelphia. There are hundreds more like these, and their cumulative effect is enough to outrage fiscal conservatives who traditionally support the Republican Party. The Conservative Heritage Foundation, for example, calls this bill a congressional spending spree. Taxpayers for Common Sense says these kinds of special provisions, called earmarks, are a root cause of deep federal deficits. And Chris Edwards of the Libertarian Cato Institute says as Republicans have taken control of the House, the Senate, and the White House, the pork barrel spending has gotten worse.
The number of earmarks in these appropriations bills has been rising over the last few years, and it's thoroughly the Republicans who are responsible, as they've controlled Congress since 1994.
So congressional Republicans are taking hits from the right, and House Majority Leader Tom DeLay is trying to quell some of their anger. DeLay's spokesman, Stuart Roy, says conservatives should be happy.
The growth in government spending this year will only be 3% more than it was last year, which means for the first time in a while, we have some real fiscal accountability in government.
But fiscal conservatives were not happy with last year's spending growth, and they're less happy to hear it's higher this year. At the same time, Republicans are taking predictable hits from the left as well. David Obey, the top Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee, called all the special interests in the bill an absolute total corruption of the process.
The issue isn't whether or not some member of Congress should have a $150,000 little special item. The issue is whether or not members of Congress are voting for appropriations bills on the basis of whether they adequately deal with education, health care, crime fighting, and the rest.
Many Democrats also take issue with what they call giveaways to big corporations, like provisions that allow media conglomerates to own more television stations than they can currently, and changes to regulations to allow private contractors to do some work without proving they can do it cheaper than the government. Democrats are also incensed because the bill includes new rules governing overtime pay, rules the White House fought for that could save companies billions of dollars in wages. These provisions make Robert Byrd, the top Democrat on the Senate Appropriations Committee, so angry that he has vowed to force a formal, recorded vote on the bill. That upset the plans of Senate Republican leaders, who had hoped to accept the final omnibus without debate. So even though the House is expected to pass the omnibus bill on Monday, complete with its hundreds of small, local spending provisions, the Senate could reopen debate on the bill. And with fiscally conservative Republicans joining forces with Democrats, that could mean a debate that drags well into the new year. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.